It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On The Fan in New York, on this Monday night, where, like, can it get hot and stay hot? My allergies, bro, I can't deal with this out here. Anyway, we've got a bunch to talk about from the weekend that was. 87-7, 33-7, a 6, a 6, and two more 6s get you on the show for everybody to hear you, where you're from, what you think, ask a question. I don't know. Come in with something. And I've got a few things from the New York Giants celebrating 100 years. Cool that Eli Manning bobblehead is not for me at Yankee Stadium, but you should probably go get one. Nathaniel Hackett. Yeah, we'll get to all of that. But the Rangers are about to play tonight. And I think the Rangers close it out tonight. I think this is going to be a hockey night on The Fan. I think this is going to be a night where Rangers fans celebrate but don't get too far ahead of themselves. No, there'll be no Psytalk NYC videos of Rangers fans mobbing the streets after they defeat the Carolina Hurricanes. There'll be none of that because Rangers fans, they've been here plenty. And they know that even if they don't get the win tonight, right, they know the goal is to win the Stanley Cup. And it's a long road and these are long series, so we'll get eyes on that in a minute, but I say that to say this. Last series for the Knicks fans, I said, act like you've been there, and then I thought about it, I'm like, a lot of the young Knicks fans have not been there and do not know what it's like to go through these grueling, long series where you feel confident 1 minute, and then you feel like you're out of it the next. And I know last series against the 76ers, who I think is a better opponent than the Indiana Pacers. I think they presented a tougher challenge with guys like, obviously, Embiid, the reigning MVP, and then Tyrese Maxey, who's an emerging superstar, NBA champion, head coach, and a cast of veterans around. Even the fact that it's Philadelphia fans and it's so close, I thought that just presented a different challenge and the Knicks were able to overcome. But I do remember after Game 5, hearing calls, taking calls, listening to WFAN, doing my show, where half the fan base was defeated. Oh, they messed up, man. Oh, you couldn't lose that game. They blew that game at home. They had it. Missing free throws, couple whistles here and there. Why didn't they do this? Why didn't they inbound like this? Why would you foul the guy on this? But he traveled. Okay. Game 6, they go down to Philly. They mean business. They end the series. 877-337-6666. The series doesn't start until someone loses a home game. You know that phrase, right? That saying, series doesn't start until the home team loses. Well, the series is 2-2. The Knicks won 2 in the Garden. They lost 2 in Indiana, and they lost 2 completely different games. When I did the show Friday night, I was leaning into the fact that the Knicks almost stole that game. That the Knicks had to have some confidence in that game after seeing the Celtics lose a game, knowing that Celtics series wasn't going to be a sweep like everyone told you it was going to be. So I think the Knicks came in with the right energy in Game 3, and it came down to another prayer of a shot thrown up that went in. That's basketball. It's a make-or-miss league. And, man, yesterday, I don't know if it was the holiday. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Sorry if you moms are Knicks fans. Or maybe, actually, moms should be thanking the Knicks fans, because all of your husbands and sons and, you know, all the guys in your family, they were out of that game in the first 20 minutes. The game was over. I always say you can't lose the game in the first quarter. They did yesterday. That was a blowout from the beginning. You could tell. And obviously, it's one game in a series. And if you watch the NBA, which I don't think we do enough conversation about the other teams and other series in the NBA, But if you watch the NBA, through the first series and the first two games of the second round, folks are calling Anthony Edwards Michael Jordan. Folks have already said, this kid is MJ. He should be the face of the league. He's a rising superstar. This guy's going to knock off Nikola Jokic in the hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. Winning the first two games of a series does not mean you won the series. It's a long series. Now that series is tied 2-2, and the opposite thing happened. Two small market teams. The T-Wolves go to Denver, and they win the first two on the road. And then the reigning champs, the defending champs, go to Minnesota and win two to knot it up. And, I mean, we've got everything coming out of that series from Ant-Man being the next Michael Jordan, or some people too quickly crowning him as Michael Jordan, taking over the league like he can't have an off game, which he did. Jamal Murray throwing a heating pad onto the court. Should have been suspended. But you can't suspend Jamal Murray, because then that changes the series for real. They fine him $100,000, which is nothing for a guy that makes over $30 million a year. And then he didn't even want to talk to the media about it. He kept saying, oh, you got any basketball-related questions? Yeah, bro, we're asking you about why you threw a heating pad onto the basketball court during gameplay. You know, I don't think we do enough talking about what goes on in these other series. Rudy Gobert was out with, having his child, his paternity leave. And, of course, pundits like Gilbert Arenas said, it's a kid. You're going to miss the playoffs for that? You're going to miss the playoffs for your kid? Yes, miss everything work-related for your child's birth. It's not even a question. I wouldn't be looking to Gilbert Arenas for any moral type of questions. But what I'm saying is they went and won those two games without a reigning defensive player of the year, without Rudy Gobert, who you guys should know who he is. I mean, he's a dominant force. He's a max contract player. He's definitely a guy you would elect to have versus not have. But what I'm saying is, people were already writing off the defending champs, and they woke up after going down 2-0. Now we'll see what happens with the rest of that series, but it becomes a best out of three. And you know who has the advantage? The defending champs, who have home court advantage. And the same thing applies here in New York. I feel like home court for the Knicks is a massive advantage. Playing in the Garden is tough. The Pacers can't come here and play the way they played in Bankers Life Fieldhouse. You know what I'm saying? The Pacers, just even looking at their weird-looking fans and the energy in that building, they cried. They cried the first two games of the series to get the officials, to get the refs, to give them a whistle. They're getting it. But all in all, man, Knicks fans, I know you got smoked yesterday, but the series is not over. This is a must-win game coming up tomorrow in Game 5. My question for you tonight, as I was putting together my notes, I'm looking back, and I'm thinking about the Nuggets, who have been battle-tested. That's why they're not flinching down 2-0, because they know it's a long series. Even Ant-Man talking to Jamal Murray, those two having words back and forth. It's a long series. Jalen Brunson yesterday looking over to whether it was Pascal Siakam or one of them, saying it's a long-ass series. You're obviously down OG Anunoby. Tough loss. I mean, that's a guy you traded for. He was hurt after you traded for him. He's hurt again. Now, Isaiah Hartenstein, he's got a shoulder injury. Brunson's got a bum foot. Going into Game 5, they need to be rested. It was good to see them get off their feet a little bit in a blowout. So what? It's one blowout win in a series. Hopefully you bet the Pacers. I know you probably didn't. But what I'm saying is, now it's a best out of three. You have two out of three in your building. You must win the first one. And I've been saying that this was going to go seven. It's the second round. It's Knicks versus the Hicks. Like, they want to see the theater of Reggie Miller coming to the Garden. Pat McAfee showing up to fire up the crowd in Indiana yesterday. You know, all the celebrities coming out to support the Knicks. Lance Stephenson from Brooklyn showing up to rep the Pacers. They want all of this. They want this to go seven games, and I think it will, because I expect the Knicks to show up on their home floor and out-hustle the Pacers, out-grind the Pacers, and outlast the Pacers. 877-337-6666. But if they don't and they lose and this goes back to the Naptown, that's tough. That's tough. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself as I try not to nightly, but if the Knicks lose in six like they did last year, do you feel like they took a step forward or a step back? 877-337-6666. If the Knicks lose in six like they did last year, is this season a success in your eyes, right? And when you go back, it's like they got the two seed. And as I hear people calling to, knock Tom Thibodeau for playing his guys, which is just such a tired line. Oh, did he not learn from Chicago? He's ran his guys into the ground. That's why this is happening. No, this happens every year. This happens to multiple teams. Donovan Mitchell is out tonight. Kristaps Porzingis has been out. Giannis didn't play in the first round. Dame missed a game. Like, this happens across the league. It's not just one coach that grinds his players into the ground. If you listen to me, I've been telling you, before we even got close to the playoffs, I said no one can predict what the Knicks are going to do because no one can predict the health of them or their opponent. Somebody's going to get hurt. Now, it absolutely sucks to see the team that has the shortest bench miss Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, Bojan Bogdanovic, and now OG Anunoby, and you got to go out there and depend on a compromise, Jalen Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein. It just does not feel like you are in the best shape. It's a war of attrition, right? And in the war of attrition, you are worn down. You don't have as many bodies. You don't have the resources the other team has. They don't necessarily have the most talented player in the series, but they have more bodies. They can go out there with a TJ McConnell. Shout out to TJ, made me some good money yesterday after taking a week off from not betting Aaron Judge the homer, his first at bat, coming back from his first ejection, which I knew and didn't do. I took a week off, took a look at the Knicks game, and I'm like, okay, if Tyrese Halliburton was limping after game three, obviously he's an actor. This guy, I don't know if you guys saw the clip of him getting up from his post-game press conference. He was acting like an old man, but then he was fine. But I'm like, if he's compromised, TJ McConnell is going to be ready to go. Put a little $20 on his double-double and his over on his assist and points. Anyway, that's for next time when we look at the game tomorrow. What I'm saying to the Knicks Nation, the Knicks universe, all the Knicks fans is this is a must-win game tomorrow. And if they don't win that game and they go back and somehow lose in six and all the we want Boston, all the Knicks in five, Nixon 4, all of the videos, all of the talk goes out of the window. How will you feel about this season? Because I feel like this is just an early part of your origin story. As I talk about the Denver Nuggets, like I remember them losing in the bubble. I remember them ascending to being what they are now. It took some time for Jokic to really become Jokic. It really took some time for them to get Aaron Gordon around him, who, like, even going back to that series, Rudy Gobert is talking about, oh, Aaron Gordon turning into Kobe Bryant. Excuses. Anyway, what I'm saying is, do the Knicks fans feel confident that they're going to win game five? Maybe they win game six, Knicks in six again? Or if this goes seven, can you win in seven? Or are you cooked? Which, like, you can't be too mad about being cooked the way you're cooked because injuries happen. These guys are not superhuman. They're regular guys. They're super athletic, but they're not mutants. They're not X-Men. OG Anunoby just came down the wrong way. Same thing with iHeart. Same, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. That is sports. That's why we watch. That's why you can bet on these things, because that is the unpredictable factor, the health. We don't know who is going to be at 100%, who is going to miss the game, and that swings the game. 877-337-6666. So, yeah, looking across the NBA, got eyes tonight, obviously, on Cleveland, which I think they're done. They had the one game, and the Celtics will give you that one game in a gentleman's sweep. Boston is up 12-8 right now as that game's getting started. Got eyes on the Rangers game. Got to get eyes on the Mets game. And we'll talk about the Mets. The Mets were almost no hit this weekend. JD Martinez worth every penny. But, you know, as the Friday night black jerseys made their return and the City Connect uniforms are out there and Christian Scott makes his home debut, I'm wondering why Mets fans aren't showing up to the ballpark, because it's not all the way warm yet. Or did you just cop out in the offseason? I was listening to Evan talk about the numbers, and I'm like, this is New York. There's plenty fans. We'll talk about it. But the Mets are still teeter-tottering around a 500 ball club, and they avoid getting swept by the Braves. But I understand fans are just kind of in the middle with this team because they are in the middle team. 877-337-6666. Your New York Yankees are looking the part. All rise. Aaron Judge is back. They sat Gleyber Torres. The next day, he hits a homer. Don't look now, but Jose Trevino swinging his bat from behind the plate. Two-homer game. Him and Austin Wells have been two of the best in baseball. Verdugo cooled off, but it's all good. Rizzo being in the sixth spot of the lineup heats up. And, oh, yeah, they moved Anthony Volpe to the leadoff spot. It took him about a month, but he has figured it out and returned to the form that we saw earlier in the season. One note on the Yankees as we're getting ready for the return of Gerrit Cole. Earlier than that, Jason Dominguez. Earlier than that, maybe DJ LeMahieu. You guys got to realize thoughts and takes, especially on the radio, some of them are nightly. Some of them are a couple days, a series, weekly. We take this day by day, series by series, week by week. Some of you are still holding on to thoughts and takes from April. We're about to be 2 weeks into May. Well, we're about to be to the third week of May in 2 days. You guys got to hit refresh on what we're talking about. No one is still talking about, is Aaron Judge hurt? Maybe they're talking about, is Gleyber Torres hurt? But the Yankees obviously hurt us with sitting Gleyber Torres and trying Oswaldo Cabrera at second, John Birdie at third. At least they have the options to do that. And Jamai Jones, welcome to the team again. He can play left field. He hit a homer. Like, the Yankees' pitching has been very good. You guys got to hit refresh on what we're talking about with the team. We're far away now from the Orioles series. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not worried about leadoff Volpe anymore. He's the leadoff hitter. He's come around. Some of you guys are spiking the football or celebrating not having a take against Anthony Volpe or Aaron Judge, and I talked about this last week. We all want the same thing. You can have a take for a series for a week and still want them to do their best, still be rooting for the team. I don't understand the other half of Yankee fans celebrating. Oh, see, I knew. Well, good for you. But ultimately, we all wanted Judge to hit, Volpe to hit, the lineup to change, right? Remember me saying, man, the lineup's the lineup. No, the lineup is not the lineup. They can tweak the lineup a little bit. They're the New York Yankees. They changed the lineup more than anybody. So we'll talk about a few things with the Yankees tonight. Guys coming back. But overall, they're hitting, right? I don't want to see another shutout. I know we're bound to have one, but they're hitting. They're putting up crooked numbers. They're not going through inning after inning of scoreless inning. You got to be happy with what you're seeing from the Yankees. And you got to be happy if you're an NFL fan. The schedule announcements are leaking out. We're starting to see some things. We'll talk about that later on as the schedule release show is this week. And again, eyes on the Rangers tonight, eyes on the Mets, Phillies game tonight. And I'm taking your calls about the Knicks. How do you feel after that game yesterday, which was not even close? But hey, that happens in a series. And sometimes you need one like that. Get guys off their feet, give them some extra rest, come home now and look at the series as a best out of three where you have two out of three games in your building, even though you're down another guy. OG Anunoby is not returning for this series unless he pulls a James Harden or something and plays on the hamstring, which I wouldn't advise. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We got sports to talk. Let's take this break and we'll get right back to it. I'm in here watching the Rangers. A lot of obvious nervous energy. Nothing happened yet. 0-0, but you can just tell these guys are skating around. They know the deal. Tonight could be the night. Closeout game, elimination game. I got a couple of bets riding on the Rangers. Let's do it. But right now we're going to go to the phone. We're going to talk to the Knicks fans and the Rangers fans and some Yanks fans on the line calling, responding to my open. If you didn't hear it, go back and start the show from 7 o'clock. Up, up, and away we go. Josh from the Bronx on your radio.
Keith, I'm telling you, Keith, this is do or die. I mean, like, the Indiana Pacers are coming at the Knicks like the Energizer Bunny Rabbit. You got to play defense and slow them down. You got 2 out of 3 over at the Garden. I mean, they're going to have to go back and play their defense, Keith. And as for the Rangers, they got to take care of their business. You know the deal, sir. Take it away, please.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I mean, Josh gets preference. He's smart, man. His name pops up before I even get through half my open. He knows. Yeah, but it just doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. And that's the series, right? In a series, momentum swings, confidence swings. It's tough. You don't have OG Anunoby. That's the first thing. Now, as we get deeper into the series, you played 6 games the first round. You've played 4 this round. Guys are feeling it. And you know a thought that I had too? It's just like, even if you do survive this round, what awaits you in the next round? All right, we can't start looking too far ahead. Chris is in Monmouth County on the Fan. Go for it, Chris. Yo, 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 Chris in Monmouth County. I think I heard him call the afternoon show. We got to put him on hold. I don't know what's going on there, but now it's all Yankee calls. I try to go straight to the Knicks. I got to talk to this guy because I was cracking up hearing his first call into John Sterling's show on Saturday. It's Dominic in East Rochester, New York. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, Sterling Brumby.
In the most John Sterling, polite, hilarious way, your call was breaking up like you were in a tunnel or somewhere with bad service.
Okay.
And I'm sure
I didn't know that.
I heard him say something to Paul, who was producing, and the next thing you know, he's just like, oh, we're not going to make it.
Maybe he's listening because, you know, the one other thing I wanted to tell him was, I used to envy Mel Allen for the baseball that he saw, you know, from Ruth to DiMaggio to Mantle to Yogi. But let me tell you something. I mean, Sterling's right there with him in the baseball that he saw. Boy, he saw it all. I mean,
he's forgotten. So he's probably forgotten some great baseball that he's seen live. He's
seen a
lot.
Every at bat of Jeter. Every at bat of Jeter.
Yeah.
You know, how about that?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So, anyway, listen, I don't have a dog in the fight with the Rangers or the Knicks.
Me
so,
either.
You know, I got to go. I got to go to the Yankees. And, you know, Keith, I usually beef. So, and I was prepared to beef, and I'll get there. But, you know, let's just take a quick run around the field. Okay, let's start with the catcher. I like Wells, and I felt that Wells was the guy to go to because, to me, every time Wells made contact, it seemed like it was a home run. So, you know, if he hits 20 home runs, fine. But Trevino, hell of a surprise. Hell of a surprise. So those two guys, let them go. First base, Rizzo, you know, I didn't think we'd get this out of him. So, you know, let's ride him, I guess, you know. Torres, let me move on. You know, yesterday, okay, but yeah. I don't
good,
know. What
good to see him sit and then come back the next day and hit a homer. We hope this is the start of him building his resume and adding to his stock for the trade deadline.
You and I talked about it that, you know, when he first came up, the ball jumped off of his bat. So, I don't know. We'll see. Shortstop, listen, you know that the kid's going to end up being the leadoff guy for a decade, unless we bring in a leadoff guy. But, you know, probably he's going to be it. And when all is said and done, he's not going to disappoint. Third base, you know, I don't know what to tell you about third base. Left field, Verdugo, I didn't want him. I didn't want him, Keith, but I'll tell you, I hope I'm wrong. I'm wrong so far. I like him. I usually don't
want guys. He's become a fan favorite. I didn't want him either, but he's become very likable in pinstripes.
Right. You know, center field is center field. You know, hell, 2 weeks ago I wanted to bench him. You know, I'm nuts just like everybody else. So
No, you're not nuts. Because I was seeing the same thing you were seeing. That's why I was saying people need to hit refresh, right? I'm talking about Judge after the Baltimore series. Where was Judge during the Baltimore series? It wasn't that long ago. It was 13 days ago, 12 days ago. He was nowhere to be found. Since then, he's turned it on. Good.
Yeah. Well, he is an MVP. So
good
right
to see
field,
it's still there, yes.
Yeah, right field. We got to get rid of this guy in right field. Gee, this
Juan Soto,
big...
are you crazy? He's
no,
here
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, my beef is going to be, Keith, you know, and I think you got the same beef, the DH. Oh, yeah. And, you know, if that DH, and boy, I hate to call him a hitter, if he prevents us from re-signing Soto, it's going to hurt for a long, long time, Keith.
I don't think he will.
You don't think he will?
No, sir.
You think we're going to sign him?
If he does, not mad at the Yankees. Thanks for the call, Dom. Let you go all around the diamond and the DH. I don't know. I like the Yankees. I was listening. I wanted to see what you had to say. I got no problem with Stan right now, bro. If I had a problem with it, I still got to look at the Yankees. The Yankees took this guy, made him a DH. And when he gets a little bit of hot, he's got to sit down because we got to give Judge his half day. And DH, Judge is the only other guy you see DH. Whatever. It's worked for now. Stan has two of the hardest hit baseballs in the league. He's seeing it. Now, do I expect him to be a 300 hitter? Hell no. But do I expect him to hit some hard home runs, doubles, be serviceable when he's in there? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not really mad. I got no gripe with Stan this year so far. I know somebody's got to be the whipping boy. It's Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres in a walk year. Gleyber Torres in a year where he's supposed to prove it. Gleyber Torres, when before the season started, he talked about how he wants to be a Yankee, how he wants to stay here. Even after he hit the home run over the weekend, he talked about how it's a family here. This is home, and his teammates picked him up. Well, pick it up consistently, bro. We don't have time to waste. You're not a rookie anymore. We're depending on you. You're here for a reason. You're supposed to hit and play the only position in the infield that you can play well. So let's see it. Hopefully sitting him down in favor of putting John Birdie at third base and Oswaldo at second base. They lose that game. So I saw some Yankee fans like, oh, it didn't work, Keith. I'm like, you guys crack me up. It didn't work because they didn't win the game? Like, it's one game. You do that, and you sit Gleyber down in hopes that he comes out the next day with a renewed sense of like, all right, I got to get it going. And he did. He hit a home run. I'm fine with it. And I like just the fact that they're willing to do it, right? Even Verdugo. They gave Verdugo some time off because if you've noticed, he's gone 0 for the last few. Okay, new dad. I don't know what his situation is with his kids, his wife, his living situation. You know, maybe he needed a day, and he's still there. He's the first one at the top of the dugout, and he's celebrating Judge and, you know, happy for his teammates. And he's a good guy to have in the clubhouse. It seems like he's fitting well, and everybody loves him. All in all, everything is good with the Yankees, man. I'm not mad at where they are right now. What I want is just fans to hit refresh on the season. Tomorrow makes it May 14th. That means we're 2 weeks into May. It's not early anymore. And that means the stuff that we were talking about a month ago is not valid anymore. 877-337-6666. Gary's in Waterbury. Gary, you're on the Fan.
Oh, shout to Big Zoo. Thanks for taking a call. Yo, Keith, I got to ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. Shouts to Bismarcky. Yo, my man. Questions I got. I feel we definitely need a better closer at the deadline.
You're not.
How many wins?
Where?
Over under 12.
Look at Clay Holmes' numbers. You can't find somebody with better numbers than Clay Holmes right
at
now.
At the deadline, we're going to need one. It's too nervous.
They're going to add somebody else to the bullpen, right? Because you saw Caleb Ferguson. You saw, like, yeah, they're going to add another pitcher to this bullpen at the deadline, maybe two. But as far as closing duties, You're looking at Clay Holmes' second All-Star appearance coming up if he keeps this up for another month. They're not they're not worrying about Clay as the closer.
Glaber is as good as gone right now. He is so far gone, and I said that. You know what? And speaking of saying that, Cashman sucks, foo Philly. You know I got to get that in there. Over under 12 wins for Cole this year.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know when he's coming back. I don't know when he's starting.
And
wins don't even matter anymore. Look at last year. Cole went out there and pitched great and didn't get to win a bunch of times.
Keith, you were right about Volpe. You know that.
I was right about two things. I said it was premature to move him, but I said the kid is a pro. He's just going to adjust, and it takes some time to adjust. He's adjusted, it seems now, to being the leadoff hitter, being the first guy out of the dugout, facing everyone's best. He's adjusted, but the kid puts in the work. That's how I knew he wasn't going to just struggle the rest of the year, but I was kind of upset at the Yankees for making that move in the fourth series of the season.
You were right. When you're right, you're right. And you won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your ear. Peace to my RIP, you know this.
Craig Mack, thanks for the call. G Makes, Waterbury, Connecticut. Yeah, and I don't care to be right. I want to win. 877-337-6666. I see some people still hitting me up like, oh, I thought you said Judge was hurt. I didn't know what the hell was wrong with him, bro. I didn't know if he was hurt. Physically, mentally, emotionally. I didn't know if batting third was a problem. I didn't know if it was the toe, oblique, something else. I didn't know if playing center field was too much. I knew that wasn't the Judge I've been watching the last few years. Am I happy to see Judge back? Yeah, I'm betting on him to homer every day or every other day. I'm calling it. I see it now. He's locked in now. It looks different. And like, there's just no reason for Yankee fans to be going at other Yankee fans based on takes that are like it's the middle of May. It's not really the middle of May, but it's like we're not that deep in the season for anyone to be spiking the ball on someone else that had a take about, oh, Jose Trevino sucks. Well, look at Trevi's numbers in the beginning of the season when he was batting .056. Yeah, but that was a small sample size. Give it some time. And you're allowed to be worried about the players on your team. You're a fan. Like, I'm concerned about Aaron Judge, not just as a player, as his well-being. I hope his home life is good. I hope he's happy. I hope he's straight when he comes to the ballpark. I hope he really enjoys being the captain and leading the Yankees forward because I want the Yankees to win. The end. Let's go to Morris out in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Morris? Bro, you guys, I'm trying to get to you guys to talk about the Knicks. We're 0-2. I go to the Knicks callers. They must be watching the Rangers. Matt Rempe mixing it up early. He was obviously getting the Rempe chance coming out there early on. I think I might have said, maybe I was talking to Zoo. You can tell, and I bet on the second period to be the highest scoring period. I'm hoping that this first period goes scoreless. And I also have some bets for the third period to be the highest scoring period. This is a closeout game. The Rangers know they win this game. They're on to the conference finals, man. And you can tell that kind of energy is there. The goalies are playing well. Igor just had a run. Standing on his head, as everybody likes to say. He was standing on his head. All right, Morris is good. I'm trying to get Chris from Monmouth County back. I also want to see where in Monmouth County Chris from Monmouth County is from. He's called in to hold it down for the Knicks every time he gets an opportunity on the afternoon show. I'd like to talk to the guy. All right, Morris in Brooklyn on the Fan to talk about your New York Knicks.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was on mute, Keith.
It's okay. I didn't hang up on you.
Yeah. First of all, I'm offended. Last week, you gave me an L.
What do you mean?
Because I was on the phone and I got hung up and you thought I slept on the phone.
So I gave you an L?
Yeah.
No, you gave yourself an L. If you're on the phone, if you're on hold and you're not ready to go, this is live, baby. There's people listening. You got to be
ready. No, I was
you gotta
ready.
Be better.
And the phone got hung up on me. It's not my fault.
You got to talk to T-Mobile, bro. That's not on me.
Yeah, something wrong with that. Anyways, real quick. I want to talk about that. First of all, before I get to the Knicks, I just want to say the Rangers good for them that they're doing really good. I hope they win this game and close it out. But what I'm saying is that I'm not really a Rangers fan. I don't care so much about hockey. I don't play hockey. I've never played hockey.
Okay.
But listen, I live in New York, and I'll take it. If they're doing good, I'm going to be showing up at that parade. You know what I mean?
Same. I don't root for them.
Yeah. And with the Knicks, real quick, I just want to hear your opinion on this, because up until last night, before last night, I was very optimistic about the Knicks, and I actually thought that they were similar to the 96 Yankees. I wasn't around back then, but I know the history and that they lost David Cohn, and they ended up going through everything until they eventually won the World Series. And the Knicks are pretty similar. They had a couple injuries.
Losing David Cohn is like losing which one of the four guys that they've lost right now? Yeah, it's a little different.
Julius Randle?
No, I mean Julius Randle. If they had Julius Randle right now, like Julius Randle, I don't know. I can't co-sign the 1996 New York Yankees being like these 2023, 2024 Knicks, because they are down. This would be like the Yankees didn't have Bernie Williams. They didn't have, I won't say Jeter, like, because you would, you know, put Jeter as like Brunson, the shortstop, the leader of the team. I feel like that Yankees team had more than enough guys. Like, you know, they had Paul O'Neill. They had most of their rotation, their bullpen, Mariano. Like, they had Hall of Famers on that team. So losing David Cohn, shout out to Coney, is not as big of a hit as losing Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, Bojan Bogdanovic, and now having a compromised Jalen Brunson and Isaiah Hartenstein.
So what do you think, Keith? You think they're going to win this series? That's all I wanted to ask you.
The Knicks?
Yeah.
I don't anymore. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all I had.
Thanks for the call, Morris. And I'll say that I've had Knicks in seven. I said it before the series, but I wasn't expecting them to be without OG. Look at the record with OG and without. And if anybody knows that, it's Rick Carlisle and the Pacers. 877-337-6666. I think it's going to be hard for the Pacers to win a game in Madison Square Garden, but they've played really close games in Madison Square Garden. The difference could be not having OG Anunoby down the stretch on a couple possessions. Let's see how the Knicks bounce back. Let's see how their bodies bounce back. Let's see how they respond. But like Precious Achiuwa, Jericho Sims, Alec Burks, Deuce McBride. No, the Pacers have guys that they've relied on off their bench all season that are ready to go in this moment. The Pacers understand that they had to handle business when the two games at home, and also handle business sending 78 calls to the league crying about the whistle. You're going to get a different whistle in Madison Square Garden. You just are. I don't think it's going to lean in favor of the Knicks because of this recent history. So you mean to tell me Jalen Brunson on his bum foot, that like I still don't know what they did at halftime to get him to come out of halftime ready to close out? Where, what do you have, 21 in that fourth quarter? I haven't seen that Jalen Brunson in a few games now. I'm not doubting the boy, but yo, injuries make a coward out of all of us. Like they say, fatigue makes a coward out of all of us. I think Tiki says that. That's a sports reference, right? When you're hurt or you're tired and you don't have your best, you're just not at your best. And it is what it is, yo. Like, you can't even be mad at it. You can't even be mad at it. They've ran out of bodies. They've ran out of players. They're playing against a team that is healthy with their full complement of guys. 877-337-6666. Jose is in Newburgh on the Fan. What's up, Jose?
Yeah.
What up?
My man, Keith. Mr. Keith, man, I was on the phone with you a couple weeks ago, and I...
And you what?
I hung up by mistake. I had, yeah.
It was amazing.
I waited for like a half hour, and then I hung up by mistake when you were about to pick me up. Listen, I got to say before I talk about the Knicks real quick, yo, I'll give you a shout-out, man. I don't know if you know, but You starting, you the first hip hop guy on this station, bro. I've been calling this station for 30 years. And it's just real fly that I can call in and be like, yeah, and you know what it is.
Yeah.
You quote Biggie, you quote Nas. Like, that's real special. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that.
You could call it hip hop, you could call it black, you could call it millennial, you could call it like, I'm the first of a lot of different things. I'm just being myself. I can't really think back to
and
anybody
we love
else.
It, that's what I'm saying. Because so, you know,
it's
just,
I'm from the culture, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, sports is not about that. So we don't really think about that too much. But when you came in, it's like, oh, we got one of us in there now.
Say that.
So that's real dope. We appreciate you, Keith.
100.
Yo, listen. Yo, we should have sat down Brunson, man, game three, man.
Nah.
I really think so. I mean, I know I got a lot of heat from my friends when I said that, but look how it's working out. The guy was injured, man. He needed a break.
Yeah, but you were close to winning that game. And
I
you're
feel
not
you. I feel
him.
You. But look what happened. I mean, I'm a worrisome guy. I think you know we got. I'm thinking seven games. We got our main guy hurt, and everybody around him is dropping like flies. We might have had to give up that one game, in my opinion.
But Jose, follow me. What if you lost the game anyway? So what if you waved the white flag, rested him, and then you still ended up with the same result, a loss like yesterday? Like, and he wasn't.
But
you know what I'm saying? Like,
but chill. Listen, he was. You saw the shots; they were all short.
Yeah.
He looked tired.
Yeah, he's a competitor though, and you don't wave the white flag. He said if he can go, he's gonna go. You don't wave the white flag.
I feel you, but we got to protect him, though, against himself. He's the horse. We got to protect the horse.
No, you don't have a team without him.
I feel you, but now we don't have – now we have a hurt Brunson and a no team without him, around him.
I don't know if one game would have changed the injury.
Maybe, you know, I don't know, man. Maybe that extra rest would have did the thing.
Hindsight.
That was my opinion, man. But I hear you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to listen to you right now. Keep representing hip-hop culture, bro. I'm loving it, yo. Thank you, yo.
Appreciate it. I don't know. We had this conversation on my show Friday night. Without Brunson, like I had an analogy that I put out there that people took way too literally. I was listening to BT and Sal on Thursday, and they were talking about looking at the Knicks team without Brunson when he went down 8 minutes into the game and didn't return until after half. And I don't know. Some people were acting like they were surprised. Like, I made the analogy on Twitter. I said, Jalen Brunson is to the Knicks as Aaron Rodgers was to the Jets. And people start saying, oh, well, he's played more than four plays. Oh, well, he's not 40. Oh, there's way better players. I'm like, no. You guys are not following me. I'm talking about the leadership, the offense, the importance that one guy has to a team. So then I threw in the analogy of 2023 Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees, who I jokingly used to say before Aaron Rodgers went down, watching the Yankees without Aaron Judge is like watching an NFL team without their starting quarterback. Jalen Brunson is the starting quarterback of your New York Knicks. Without him, you don't have a chance. We're at least thinking they have a chance coming up tomorrow night in Game 5 because he's going to play. There was no conceding the loss in the series, resting him, thinking that you were going to get a different result. Like, you would have, I don't know, you lost the game anyway. That game three was this close to you taking. And he's a competitor. He was not going to not play. He was not going to not play if he could go. And he said so much. If I'm hurt and I can play, I'm out there, whatever. He's like, if I'm injured, I'm not out there, then I'm not going to go. But, like, this is the playoffs. You don't waste a game. And they were this close to that game on Friday. But I told you guys on Friday night, it's way different on 3:30. Or at 3:30 on Sunday, Mother's Day, after spending 3 days in Indiana. Like, they got smoked, bro. They got absolutely rolled in the first minutes of the game. I'm like, oh, wow, this is not going the way that I thought. And Brunson was able to get off his feet in that game. You hope that he comes out in the garden better for it with your energy, the fans behind him. He's going to need a 45-point performance to literally will you to victory. 877-337-6666. Still scoreless in this Rangers game, I believe. I got to get eyes on the Mets score, see what the Mets are doing, but plenty more to do. First hour down. Keith McPherson on the Fan till midnight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.